This is our episode. I guess I should say hi to you guys. Hi, guys. This is our episode with Ian Compton. Ian Compton is a retired. He hates that word retired, and I don't blame him. It makes him sound old. He is a no longer skiing professionally or getting paid to ski professionally pro skier. He was skiing online for a long time with Line Traveling Circus. He was on the Nordica program. He put out weekly edits called The Week, which were great. Those were some of my favorite. Tons of people watch those things, and they're great. I wish that he would at least put those things back out there because we all miss it and want to see more Ian Compton skiing. But now he has moved to the middle of Vermont. Not the middle of Vermont, just kind of in a hole in Vermont where there is no need for a cell phone, apparently. And he makes awesome, awesome, like, basically kitchen accessory-type products made out of wood. They are ridiculously nice. I don't even know how to describe them. They're like, it's basically cutting boards and knives and serving trays and stuff like that. But, I mean, this stuff is so nice. So for sure, check out that. We plug it a few times in the episode, mostly because I bring it up, and I think that stuff is so dope. I just like overbuilt stuff, you know, stuff that's just way too nice for what it is. Anyway, so this was our chat. We talked about all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, basically just listen in and let us know what you think. This episode is sponsored by Apres Headwear. Shout out to Steve Brown. Apres Headwear is a headwear company that started in Stowe, Vermont, and is now based wherever Steve goes, which currently is in Eagle, Colorado. They make custom hats. They also do a full line of regular retail hats. They have this new Vermont state hat that's super sick. Definitely check that one out. They have the All Mesh Grizzly, which I've said before is one of my favorites because it squishes over all the hair that I have and the giant head that I have. We have some custom stuff coming from them, so be on the lookout mid-November for that. And yeah, if you decide to get anything from their websites, apresheadwear.com, and you can use the promo code OUTOF10 to save 10% off on your purchase. Next up, we have Drink Tanks. Drink Tanks is a sponsor of this show. Kevin from Drink Tanks is an awesome dude. We actually got connected somewhat through Jay Knox, who is one of the people we had recently on, I think it was episode 16, 17, something like that. Great dude. We're having him back on in a couple weeks, so I guess we can talk about that. But basically, they make insulated cups, growlers, keg tops. I mean, these things are so ridiculous. And again, like what I said about the stuff that Compton makes, these are so overbuilt and so nice. If you're watching the video version of any of the podcasts coming forward other than this one, you can see how massive this 64-ounce one that I'm drinking water out of, just water. Anyway, check out drinktanks.com. Let them know that we sent you. And on to our last sponsor. Last sponsor is Panda Poles. Panda Poles makes fully customizable bamboo poles. They are ridiculously durable, ridiculously strong. They look awesome. You can pick your grip. You can pick the kind of bamboo the shaft is made out of. You can pick your basket style, custom it all out. If you want to check out that stuff, go to pandapoles.com to check out more, and definitely let them know that we sent you. There's also a link available on our website if you can't spell panda or poles or .com. Other than that, enjoy the episode with Ian Compton. Thanks, guys.
So you guys just went to Quebec, is that?
I went last week by myself, pretty much. Me and a lady friend went up and pretty much got there Thursday night and then left Friday night after the party. And that was it. We were there for 24 hours, did 5.5 each way, worked, fit in ski boots the next day. Like, that's
wow.
That's the way to do it, dude. I was shocked.
The hustle. You got to hustle. It's the season to hustle.
Tis the season, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what have you been up to? You've been like off into the woods, living your own life.
I'm a townie.
Yeah.
I'm a full-on townie.
Where are you based out of now?
I live in this little town called Greensboro, Vermont.
Sick.
Which is like really known for its beer right now. There's this beer called Hill Farmstead. And for the past 5 years, they've won best brewery in the world.
What?
Which is like crazy. It's
really?
fucking outrageous.
And I've never heard of it before. That's crazy.
That's amazing that you've never
heard of it. Never once. Like
a couple of these Vermonters would know. It's like there's a certain je ne sais quoi when you go get it, because you drive up into the kingdom. It's like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then there is this incredible brewery, this incredible beer, but it attracts people from all over the world. And it's such a small town. We have like 700 people. So we're like really salty about it. goddamn traffic. Like, goddamn it.
did you know, like, was that why you moved there, or were you there originally?
I pretty much got grandfathered in, literally, because my grandfather built a house in the 50s there.
Okay.
Like this little cabin up on the wood, or up on the hill. It overlooks a little lake. Zero insulation.
Really?
My pipes are fully above ground. Like, I'll probably go home tonight and maybe, like, shut my water off for the year.
Really?
Well, till next April.
Oh, my God.
That's so crazy. It's a little stressful, but it's awesome. Can I swear?
Yeah, you can swear whatever you want.
Fucking awesome. It's like, there's a bunch of animals, a bunch of quiet time. It's like really good to kind of just like check the hell out. And that's what I've been doing for the past 5 years, pretty much.
Yeah. So is that how long you've been like retired for now?
Yeah. I guess technically New Schoolers made an article about me being retired when I was 26. I'm 29 now. So just a couple years ago, but my injury happened probably when I was 25. So that's when I knew I couldn't like hang with the big dogs.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah.
Yeah.
I still get dreamed. I like fucking walked by a handrail today and I was like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you can still do shit, right? Like, so that's, what does that even mean to be retired? Like, does that just mean you're not committing to a brand anymore? Like, what is that? What does that entail?
It means that I, we got a farting chair over here. It means that I am contractually unobliged. That's it, pretty much.
That's it. That's the whole
thing. So, yeah. When I got injured, I was like, oh, I'm sure I'll have to tell New School or something. And, of course, they ran with, like, the retired word. And then now, even when you post a picture of skiing, people are like, wow, you ski now? It's crazy. So it's just it's a funny word to use. But
yeah. I don't know if – yeah, I don't think it's – you're just not – pushing being a pro anymore, right? Like, that's like, you're still skiing.
Still skiing. It's still my baby. It's my baby girl. But I'm not, like, on Google Maps looking for a handrail with Will Wesson next to me. Like, oh, you should do that. I'm not doing that anymore. I miss it. It was sick. It was so much fun. But, I just had Parker White just came up to my house and spent a week. And, like, I got to hear his little story of the season. I'm like, wow, dude, like, that's sick. Like, I miss that. Like, it's literally a story of all these things you've done and no one's seen the video yet. And then when you release it, people like hear the story, and that's really cool. And I do miss it. But now I like walk into my little, town shop where we sell guns and food and clothes, and the old ladies are like, hi, Ian. And that's like my high right now is like towny status of like,
yeah, like people know who you are in town.
Being a part of like the mycelium network of like the town.
Yeah. So you don't have a cell phone.
Don't have a cell phone.
Why?
Because I love not being like, when my house phone rings and it's like 9 p.m. and I'm on my couch with a beer, I wish people saw my face. I was like, fuck this. Like, I don't like getting out of the now to, even if it's like my best friend, I don't work like that. I don't know.
I'm not like, so just to be clear, I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm extremely jealous. Like, it's not like a thing where I'm saying.
You have to live a certain kind of way.
I bet. Yeah, it's hard. Like, that's the thing is like, I cannot tell you how many people call in a day and I'm like, A, why are you calling me? B, do I really need to answer this? But it's like you feel obligated to do all this shit, right? And your cell phone's like the way that you do it, I guess. I don't know.
And people assume that you're there
to you had a cell phone too.
Yes.
So I'm like, God, thank you. But like Instagram DMs is really the best way to reach you. It really is. Even email's like hard. Like, it's crazy, dude. Like,
dude, we were having email conversations where I wouldn't check my email for like weeks. And
I swear to God.
And I think about it in the days, but then I like get home and it, Oh, it's so ungrained.
I totally get it. It's like, that's how it is. Like, that's how everybody is. And that's, if I didn't have someone texting me and reminding me, 100% I'd forget everything I was supposed to fucking do in a day. Like, it's like, that's how it is. Like, if I didn't have calendar remind, like, that's the thing I've learned how to do, like, in the last, like, 2 months is calendar reminders. Yo, it's honestly the best thing I've done for myself, but it's the worst thing I've done for myself. Because it's stressful. You, like, look at all the things you need to do in the day, but really you're just like, I just kind of want to go through my day.
That's literally why I did it. Is that one reason is to that moment where you wake up and you, like, just run off this list of things that you have to do. You check your calendar, you check your phone for messages. But when you don't have that, there's, like, this, like, 5 minutes of just, like pure essence of, like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to create this day into whatever it is? I have a full-time job now, so it's harder to kind of do that. Right. I still have time on, like, my weekends to, like, kind of let the day manifest. Big fan of manifesting. That's really my... That's my word.
Manifesting, like, is the manifesting. Word? Is that, like, a new word? Have you attached yourself to that word recently, or is that, like, a...
Pretty you know, I'm just not really a scholar, so to say, so words aren't my best friend, but that's how I lived, like, in the ski world was, you know, you see a rail, you have a trick in mind, you have a video thing in your mind, and it's a form of this manifesting, like, you're thinking, and then it becomes real. And then as I got older, I, like, had an actual definition for what it was and now apply it to pretty much every, like, today, just, like, getting up and I was like, haven't talked to anyone, but let's make this day work out as it should be.
Right. Kind of just figure it out.
And it does. It's weird.
It kind of works itself out for sure. Like, this worked out fine. Like, I mean, it's like, it's all good. But
if you went that way,
Jay yelled at you out the window. Like, I kind of saw you wandering around. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Where's he going right now? Like, but it's all, it isn't, to be fair, it is, like, not that easy of a spot to find. Like, he gave us very specific directions on how to get here. Like, park in the back, dirt lot, walk up the back stairs, walk through the first door on your left, and then I'll be in the office. Like, so it's like, we knew where we were going. But yeah, no, I didn't give you any kind of direction.
You gave me the number, and that's all I need. I love it. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, he just tried to find,
like, 175. Where the hell is this? Yeah. And I was just, like, walking around.
Yeah. This is, so how far are you based? How far is, what did you say? What's the name of the
Greensboro?
Town? Greensboro.
Greensboro, Vermont. We also have a cheese. I got to give a big shout out. There's also the best cheese in the world. It's crazy. It's like this weirdest.
Doped out.
When I tell people about this,
maybe,
like,
we shouldn't talk
you
about the town anymore because people are going to start going there, dude. Like,
Jasper Hill cheese. It's good.
All right.
But it's like an hour and 45 minutes if I'm taking my time. Tonight, I'll probably take my time and I'll get there in an hour and 45. You pretty much go to Stowe,
right?
And then just keep going through towns, and then really? Yeah,
you eventually just find it.
Yeah,
it's just,
just like it goes Stowe, Morrisville, Hardwick, Elmore, Greensboro.
And what are you doing for work now?
Building houses.
Really?
Yeah. So,
how's that going?
It's awesome. Really? I never in my life would I think I would be saying this, but it was like a very natural transition. And
skiing to building houses.
I know, somehow.
Like, what?
Well, like, so I stopped skiing as much and, like, cut open a tree and I was like, whoa, look at this wood. And then started making things. And then from there, I did a year of energy auditing where you go into someone's house and you depressurize their house with a blower door and you find every single leak in their house and you tell them how they can insulate better. And it's just kind of like a green way of doing things. And now with this house build, I got hired by this guy named Dylan Kinsey, who is like one of the only, passive house designers in the state of Vermont. There's maybe like four actually that are allowed to do it, or not allowed, but licensed. Yeah, yeah. And they're pretty much just nerd carpenters.
Really?
They're like, they're not rough boys. They're not throwing hammers at you. They're not yelling at you to go faster. Like, we build really fine, tuned, like, earth ships. Just like very, very efficient.
Detailed work.
Very detailed. So I don't have to, I avoided all the bullshit. I didn't have to work with anyone without teeth. Like, we're a bunch of just, like...
That's what most builders are. And that's what seems like most of the jobs in Vermont are, is building houses. Like, everybody's just like... There's always jobs available. There's always people working, and that's like what people seem to do in Vermont. It's like, I don't even know what the other jobs in Vermont are. Like, either you work at a grocery store, I think, or you build houses.
Cut grass.
Like, could cut grass too. That's a thing.
Pretty much have paint. To do everything. Yeah. That's what I found out. You can't like say, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, someone might call you and be like, hey, could you come help me fillet some fucking salmon? And you're
yeah, totally.
I did that for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Yeah, it was cool. You've been doing all kinds of shit. So how did you get into the woodworking thing? I know you said you just cut open a tree. It can't be that simple. Like, you just cut open a tree and then was it really that
simple? It was pretty simple.
How did
simple,
you get good at it, I guess? Like, because you're very good at it now.
I
so
I really
like,
appreciate that, dude. Thank
but,
you.
But like, I mean, for real, but like obviously you don't just you're not just there right away, right? So did you an apprenticeship or did you just get there? What's the deal?
Well, at first it was like I was injured. I literally couldn't do anything. I was such in a shitty place, and this tree fell down very serendipitously. And I was like, hey, I have a chainsaw. I'm going to cut it open. And I cut it open, and it was, like, gorgeous. I mean, I've seen wood before, but this, like, wood really spoke to me. And that's what sparked it, that one very moment. And then it was, like, 4 years of apprenticing down the road. So for different people, maybe not 4 years, maybe 3 years total. And I started with this one guy that made tables, just worked with him, listened to him, then went to this other guy that also made tables, listened to him, just freaking like wanted to be a sponge and just take all the info I could. And I think the biggest thing that I tell, like my friend who I used to live with is now asking me questions about woodworking, and it all comes down to like your tools. And you start with maybe a drill, you do what you can do with that drill, but then eventually you start getting better tools, and then your skill improves with your tools. So I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do if I didn't evolve with my tools, like if I didn't get a certain kind of sander or a certain
right. But I think that's part of it, right? Is you learn what you need to do certain jobs. Like I bought a shitty house last year, and so like buying a shitty house means you got to do a lot of the work, right? Like you got to learn how to insulate. You got to learn how to fix shit, sand shit, stain shit. Like all that stuff is like stuff that you didn't know how to do before. And like, I look at it now and some of the stuff that I did when I first started, I'm like, I could have done that better. And I know what I should have done instead. Like I used sheetrock screws instead of framing, you know, like it's just small things. Yeah. It just takes a while to kind of figure out what you're using.
The people that say the small things don't matter, the small things do matter. Cause that's how you like kind of evolve.
Yeah.
And
are you the kind of person that like gets deep into things? Like when you're into something, you're super into something? Or like do you just kind of have a million hobbies that you just like doing? Or both, I guess.
I guess I'm both. I'm crazy. Like my exes would confirm that. Like he liked me the day before. And like I'm just such a person of like I thought skiing would last longer, personally. I really did. I thought I would be fully fucking into it, but I used to be a rollerblader and I used to be a hockey player, and I thought the same thing with that. And I'm just a person that when I see something I like, I'm going to go to that. And in this way, skiing was like, you can't ski anymore. So it was kind of an easier decision.
Yeah.
But I literally couldn't.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely, I appeal to like bright, shiny things. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think everybody's got a little bit of that though, right? Like it's a little goldfish brain for everybody.
Yeah.
So,
but then I like really appreciate like Will Wesson, who's like been in the ski world forever, and you know, he's going to be forever. And he's like an artist. He's like,
that's his thing. Yeah. I guess it's kind of a give and take.
Yeah.
Both ways. We'll see how it kind of goes. So like could you like not ski at all? Like, so now how do you feel now? Like, could you go out and ski the same way you were and you're not because you don't want to be obligated, or what's the deal? Like,
I could probably out ski the person I used to be.
Really?
I was always dealing with a back problem.
Yeah.
And then just one day it fucking shit the bed.
Yeah.
And really bad, to like the point where sleeping wasn't a thing. Like it was literally like walking in the dark, in the cold, just going on walks. And then, you know, injuries happen for a reason. Whether you like to think about it or not,
yeah.
It's really easy to go to the doctor and get an MRI and be like, I'm going to bounce back, right? Like, I'm just going to come back harder than ever. And a lot of people do. But sometimes that's not the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, hey, try this out. I just wanted to do something new.
Yeah.
Is
there shit that you wanted to do that you didn't do in skiing? Like, did you want... So a lot of park skiers progress into this big mountain thing, right? Is that a thing that you wanted to do, or did you just have, like... You just wanted to do the park thing forever? Is there something that you wanted to push yourself more towards that you didn't get a chance to?
There's like certain tricks I wish I did on handrails.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. I was like, I wish I did switch tails too on this one. I wish I wasn't such a lame-o and just did like a lip slide or something. That's the only really. Or like, what if I made like a crazy handrail video part? Like, where would I be right now? Like those kinds of things. But yeah. I mean, I have my friend over at Armada, Dan Voyer. He used to be my roommate, actually just a block up the road. He like sent me pow skis for the first time ever. So now I'm looking at pow skis this morning and I'm like, hey, I can go pow skiing. So I never was really looking for that crazy like helicopter break or anything. I was just, I don't know. I really liked making videos.
Yeah.
I really liked making little parts and I really liked doing them myself. I didn't like filming for a company and then never seeing the footage and then seeing what they did with it. I liked going out with my friends like Evan Williams and like filming something and spending a summer working on it. That's like what I do miss.
Yeah.
That's really, yeah.
Do you still keep in contact with like old sponsors and old like people that you used to work with in the past?
Yeah. But it's different because for some people, like sponsors are like this kind of company thing, but then like me coming to see Jay, like Jay's my homeboy.
Yeah.
Evan's my homeboy. I just gave him a chop box for woodworking just the other week. Maybe it was way longer than that. Actually, shit. It's like maybe half a year ago. I keep in touch with all of them. They're my family and, I don't keep in touch with too many people, but in the ski world, I do.
Yeah.
I see them.
Yeah. So what's your plan now? Where do you want to take your woodworking business itself, right? Like, so that's obviously kind of a big question. Like, who really knows? But people seem to really like the stuff. Like, you have your Etsy store. Do you want to go and do, like, your own website? Or have you even thought about it?
Yeah. I thought about it last night, actually. I always do this in October. I'm like... Because skiing, you're always thinking ahead.
You're planning.
And recently, I've just been like, "Woo, I'm just going to wake up.
I'll just have a day.
And last night, I actually like sat down and really thought. And I think I want a shop, a little bigger shop at some point. I want to build myself a shop. And there's no like peak place I see myself. I just want to like keep evolving. I want to make better stuff. I want to make more stuff. I want to make stuff for cool people. Just kind of naturally evolving into it. I don't know where it will go. I will have a website hopefully soon.
Okay.
A kid in Burlington actually is going to make me one, but I just don't be in touch with people.
It's hard to make that happen. I guess that's one of the negatives to not having a phone. I mean, honestly, like I'm looking at it now and I'm like, I don't know. He seems pretty happy. Like I think maybe it's the way that I should do things is just get rid of a phone.
It's
and
tricky.
You have to plan your life around it kind of.
Yeah. You have to like, it takes practice. But then you find out like weird things happen. I know I'll go right back to the word manifesting, but when I was a kid without a cell phone, you would always run into the people you wanted to run into some way, like at the mountain or
you find a way.
And, there is something that the phone takes away from. It like makes it really easy to make plans.
Yeah.
And then also really easy to fall through plans.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a lot of stuff that happens like that.
Yeah. I miss it though.
Do you?
There's sometimes, usually when I'm like traveling with my dog.
Yeah.
And I get like, I'm like, what if I fucking get a like flat tire?
Oh,
and I'm like
just
out here with, and I don't care if I'm by myself, but I'm like, well, what if my dog is cold?
Yeah.
And I like
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like those little things. But like, I'm here with you guys right now. Like, I don't, there's nothing that could happen right there. Like, no one could be like, which is kind of fucked up, but like, if there was an emergency, like, I'd be like,
I guess I'll address it when I get home. Like,
like, there's nothing I can do about it. So I'll find out when I get home. Like, so.
That's like an interesting, that's an interesting way to do things. So on the, back to the woodworking side of things. So you're now making more like kitchen style stuff, right? Like, I think that's the majority of what you've been making.
Pretty much.
Do you want to move into other stuff? Or is that like, are you doing this because like, I think there's a good market for it. People like really nice stuff in their kitchens, right? Because that's where they cook. That's where a lot of people feel like their home is like in their kitchen, right? Yeah. So it makes sense. That chair is killing me right now. Yeah, it's like the most leathery.
I don't understand. Put a mic on that chair.
No, for real.
That's a fucking awesome question. And I ponder about that a lot. And I think you just literally answered it. It's like, there is a certain thing about the kitchen. There's like the sanctuary thing about it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, my pieces aren't super intricate. They didn't take like 10,000 hours to make like a lot of woodworkers do. They make like this coffee table that took like 110 hours with all these cabinets and stuff. But for me, I really like being the catalyst and then letting the tree be the, like, the shower offer.
Right.
Like, I'm not...
You're showing what it has and you're just kind of... Yeah,
right. I'm not doing my human thing and making all these angles, making all these, like, cool, nifty cabinets, which maybe I will one day, but I don't find interest in that right now. I think there's something super raw and beautiful about just like a goddamn spatula or a cutting board.
And it's, it is crazy. Like, I mean, I have some stuff that you've made and it's
you're
like,
one of my first orders, dude.
It's insane though. Like the stuff, and I get compliments on it all the time. I get like people that are just like, yo, I need, and half the time I'm like, yo, I can send you to his Etsy store, but there's nothing out there right now. So it's like, what, I don't know what to tell. Like more people want it. Like people are into that kind of thing. And I think it's a good place to be. It's because it is, it's unique. You can't find it in a store.
Thank you,
somebody
dude.
Made it. It's definitely a thing that people are into. And that's actually like, I put up that thing that I was like asking in a question on Instagram and that shit. Like half of the questions that I got were about that. So really? Like clearly
cool. Okay.
It's something that people are into.
That's crazy.
It is. It's crazy. And like, I got to your point, like I was on Instagram and I was looking at one of the things you put up and I was like scrolling through the little explore thing. And then it's just like, you get into this, like, this wormhole of wood making stuff and you see all the different stuff. I'm like, dude, I want to make cutting boards now. It's like Jesus.
It's God. Addicting.
It's crazy. And it's so nice.
There is a real deep connection that you and I have with wood. Like right. Everyone, every human does. We just don't really acknowledge it. Now all our shit's plastic. But like it was our warmth. It was our like protectors. It's what shelters us. Like there's a lot of stuff about trees that are just mind-boggling that are now coming about in science, like the secret life of trees, where trees are like this communicating family and with a large network, so like an internet almost, and we just cut them down and chop them up, and all it takes is just to like kind of think about it and just be like, hey, like this is more than a piece of wood. Like it's actually, it's got something to it. There's something beautiful about wood.
They're definitely, so to that point, skis are made out of wood. When are you making skis?
I've dreamed.
Are you really? Like, so that's like, I'm like half kidding, but like,
I would never, just because I'm just.
How many hours do you think it would take you to make a ski that you were happy with?
I don't even know. I thought about it. I was like, what if I just like made it out of plywood? Like what would happen? But I have like this really crazy veneer. It's old school. It's super rare. And I've wanted to make either like a snow skate or a pair of skis. Maybe I'll talk to Jay about it.
Yeah, later. Dude, we're in the right place right now. Yeah,
God,
so.
We are in this new studio is awesome, too.
It is.
And
it's great.
There's wood skis right there. That's like, that looks like cherry. That's like.
Totally. He like laid them out beforehand because when we first got in here, they're in a pile in the corner. So he was like, before we took the picture, he was like, we need to get this.
He makes beautiful skis. He does it well. So if I ever did, I would probably be like, hey, Jay, I have some wood. can you do something with it?
Yeah, like, can we, yeah. That's probably the right way to do it. Because, like, you're using the right people that know how to do the right job.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting way to.
That'd be cool, though. That would be real. Just, like, make your own skis and go out. Like, I know, what's his name? Oh, he's going to kill me. the Alaskan who was in level one. This is the story of my life. I forget my best friend's name sometimes.
The Alaskan who's in level one.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. He had a segment with, like, a bunch of 50-50s, and he also had a segment with those crazy Finnish guys that, like, do...
Oh, fuck.
I know. He just had a kid.
This
is so bad.
Look up Finnish guy that just had kid.
No, he's... I think I...
Or Alaskan.
He was a super unknown winner. Great human. And if he's listening to this, I'm so sorry. But, anyways, he makes his own skis.
Yeah.
So.
Geez. And he skis on them at that level.
Yep.
Well,
he kills it. Now he's a kid, so he's... That's gonna literally drive me crazy.
You're gonna remember it as soon as we get off air.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's it happens every time.
That's how it works. It's how crazy.
I do that all the time because, like, I don't write down questions for people. I just, like, chat. Like, I'll write down.
You have
things
a good way. I've listened.
It's taken a long time to get, because the first episode I said 100,000 times because I'm not, like, a real personable. I'm personable, but I don't necessarily like being personable because in retail you have to deal with 8 million people all the time. They always want your attention. They're always, like, trying to get as much out of you, it seems like, as you can. So it's like, I didn't want to do it for that at first, but as I started talking to people, and, like, there's just so many fucking cool people in this industry and in industries in general that, like, you can't not be excited to talk to people about it. So it's all fun. That's what it is, you know?
Do you ever get extrovert hangovers?
No. It took me a second to get what you meant, but
yeah,
for sure. Like, I just, like, sometimes I feel a lot of it's because of social media.
Yeah.
It's like that shit is so draining. Like, I run it for us, I run it for the shop. I don't even use my own anymore because, like, between those two, it's like I'm good. Like, there's plenty of talking and doing. Like, I just, it's so showboaty, you know, social media. Do you like it or do you hate it? I feel like you'd hate it, but you use it and you have a good following.
Such a little bitch. Because I'm like, portray this kind of. My exes would always give me shit for this. They'd be like, you're portraying, like, this thing, this, like, woods, which I really do enjoy. Like, you know, I'm going to go fucking chop wood. If I take a screenshot and post it on Instagram, it all has its, like, story weaving abilities.
Right.
And it helps me out in, like, selling shit. So I love it. You know, I really do enjoy it, but I also know how dangerous and messed up it is. And, like, if I didn't do this weird thing that I've done, like go back to Vermont in the woods and be all weird, I would literally probably, like, be an Instagram hoe, faux show.
Yeah. Why not? It's a good way to do it. I mean,
know.
People are making a living off of it clearly pretty well. So
one of my friends told me, and it just stuck with me. So pretty much all social media, its base premise is to create envy in the viewer's eyes.
Totally.
And that's hard to, like, it's beautiful if you're in the position where, like, people are loving it.
Mm.
Like, I'm definitely a sucker for, like, if I'm in this weird funk and I have this old ski picture, yeah, I might post it just to, like, see what people have to say. And it's an epic tool, but we don't even know what's about to happen, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's the start of something new that
is
going to... Ender's Game? You guys watch Ender's Game?
No.
Or not Ender's Game. It's the George Lucas where he, like, puts on the virtual reality and it's an actual world.
No, I've seen clips of it, I think, though.
Good movie.
But that's... I'll have to check it out. Like, that's
really good movie.
That's probably where it's going, though.
Yeah.
It's like your fake life is better than your real life.
South Park did an episode about
that. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. Stan, you didn't poke your grandma. Yeah. Like, and people get offended. It's weird.
Totally.
Like,
Oh, yeah, totally. When I don't respond to DMs or stuff like that immediately, it's like, that's why, like, I never really give people shit when they don't respond. It's like,
yeah, thanks for putting up with me. That was
no, that's cool. No, no, no. Not even you, but everybody, because I get it. You're busy. Something like, I'll open shit, and it's same with emails. It's like, I'll open an email, and then I'll go and I'll do something else, and I'll forget anybody emailed me. And it's not because I don't care. It's just because there's other shit going on right this second, right, you know, and you're just not in the right this second. You're in the future, and the planning sometimes takes a hit when you're in the future, in the moment, you know. So it's a weird thing. I don't know.
I recommend everyone to do you listen to Joe Rogan ever?
Yeah, yeah.
I go on binges sometimes.
Yeah, me too. You go through the old ones.
Oh man, yeah. And I did a good binge yesterday and ended with Elon Musk's. That's Jesus Christ, that was heavy.
That was a crazy one. He's so weird.
I know. So at first I was like, okay, he's for sure alien. Yeah. I was like, okay, answer, there it is. Yeah. But then at the end I'm like, you just remind me of my friend that has Asperger's.
Yeah, that's what like, I think for sure. Yeah, that must be it. He's somewhere on that spectrum, I think. He's got to be.
Total genius, but total human.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. He's just like... Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
I like listened to it and I was like almost uncomfortable sitting next to like just myself. I was in a room by myself and I was like, this is weird. But
so we built a pit and we
just said, I know. It's just, everything's like lined up in a set and like and even like the way he smoked that blunt, I was like, what? Why are you holding it like that, dude? Or like that picture that they took of freaking Zuckerberg in Congress. You see that one where he's sipping water all weird and there's like 87 memes that came out like 5 minutes later. Like, like he's sipping it like he's never seen water before. So, I mean, it's, smart people, I guess, are weird too.
Yeah, I believe it. If you're like...
That level?
If you're that level, you mean...
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You're talking to the wrong people.
There's a bunch of normal guys over here.
Yeah, we're just regular human beings, I think. I think this social media thing is just going to like, it's going to be like the center of a lot of people's lives pretty soon. Like, and it's just it's going that way from a young age. Like, that's the thing. My cousins are like 9 and they have Instagrams. It's like, like when I was on Facebook at 16 or whatever, my mom was like, what do you need? Why do you need to be on Facebook? What are you connecting with? I don't understand it. You know, there's just too much stuff on there.
I think we're the generation to fix it all.
Fuck it all up.
I know. But like we saw the change. Like we were playing in the woods and then we were playing on like the computer Oregon Trail or whatever. Yeah. How old are you?
23.
Okay. So I got a couple years on you. Yeah. I'm going to be 30.
Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail's a thing, though. Yeah, you're going to be 30.
Wow, how crazy is that? Now. I know. Oh, it's weird. It's just all of a sudden it happened. But we like learned the appropriate manner of social media, pretty much. You know, we don't post Nickelback song lyrics. Yeah. We don't like, we don't do these certain things.
Yeah, things that
because we know we're going to get ridiculed. But then now we're watching our parents. Yeah. Painful watching your parents get on the social media and like say they like make statuses where you're like, oh my fucking God, this is embarrassing. And then you have the kids that are just fully, that's all they know. So we have this kind of like, you know, we have some sort of more power than the others. I feel like, who knows? I love it. I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I like it too. As much as I say I like to hate it, it's like it is the way that we reach out to people. It's the way we connect. There's a lot of good with a lot of bad. I wish that I didn't necessarily have to do it all the time, like because it is a little draining. And I don't necessarily, like I said, I don't necessarily like reaching out to people. I'd rather like, if you want to do something, then great. If not, it's not. Because that's like, I don't ever want to be annoying to anyone. I only want to be having conversations with people if they want to do it. Don't like do me favors. Don't like ask me to see our numbers before you come on, like that kind of stuff. I had somebody do that early. I had somebody do that early on and I was like, all right, I'm just going to delete this email.
Who the fuck are you?
And move on, dude. And now it's like, I wouldn't even have that person on. Not because like I'll have anyone off somebody who has 10 followers on that part doesn't matter. That doesn't make anything.
Humans are humans.
If they're cool, I'm down to chat. Like that's what it is. But it's kind of, when you take that aspect of it and you really make that a thing, like, oh, I'm only doing it if the promotion's right for me, then it's like, whatever. I'm all good. I don't need to do it for that. I'll do it if you want to chat.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a weird, It's a weird thing. We'll see where it goes.
We will. Like, as long as, I mean, as long as everything in moderation. I mean, we're drinking a beer now. It's great, but you don't see me like drinking every 5 seconds.
Yeah, you're
like
not people are on shots their phones. Right now. Yeah, right.
And there are a lot of people that overuse it. It's, you know.
Totally. Yeah, but, it's the same idea.
Yep.
So I have some Instagram questions That's for you.
Sweet. I love that. Thanks, some, people.
There's some good ones.
How did it feel to get stuck in a tree?
Oh, man. I forgot about that. It's funny that you brought that up. Nobody asked that, but that is funny. That's awesome. I didn't even think.
I'm evolving out of it slowly.
Oh, man. So.
Fuck right.
So Lori Shield. I don't know if you know Lori. Lori Shield. Bought some stuff.
Yeah, I know that name. Think. Is she a photographer?
She works for Ski Sundown. She does like the promotions management at Ski
Sundown.
Yeah,
okay.
She right. wants to know, I lost it. She told me about like Vail resorts afterwards and stuff. Man. And I was like, oh, don't get me started.
Oh, Vail.
So proud owner of a cutting board, knife and spatula. Got a really nice handwritten note from him with my order. How did you get into woodworking? We kind of covered that. What's your favorite recent project or something that's coming up?
Thank you, Laurie. That's beautiful. I love when people compliment me on that stuff. My packaging is terrible, by the way.
I think it's dope. I thought it was great. Really? I liked it a lot. Oh, I really man. Did. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, dude, you don't need to be like Walmart, you know? It doesn't need to be super high end. It just needs to look, because people know what they're getting, you know? It's like they're there for the product. They're not there for the frills. Thank I think you. That's a good
awesome.
Thing.
That's awesome. Great. I think my right now, I have this kind of wood collection at my house that I just came across from a guy I apprenticed for filleting fish. I got a bunch of wood from him. He used to make guitars for a guy named Joe Bonamassi, who is like an out of control famous blues musician. And one day he's like, I don't want this wood. And I was there at the right place. And I always have these kind of like coffee table size ones. And I don't necessarily make coffee tables for Etsy. I do it kind of for my own house. And then like people come into my house and they're like, yo, can I get that?
Can you make me one?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, for sure. So right now my house is like pretty much filled with tables. But I have one in the works that I just posted a picture on my Instagram.
I saw that.
It's a beautiful piece of wood. Super, I love wood that's like not structurally sound. Like it has like a lot of what's that word? Handicap's not politically correct, but like this wood is not perfect. It's got a lot of blemishes, and there's such like beauty in like the kind of gnarliness of it. So I think that's probably the one I'm most excited about, other than like fixing my house, which is kind of like a woodworking thing. But I'm doing like a bit. My truck's filled right now. I probably have a parking ticket too, because I forgot about like parking meters and stuff here. I have a truck filled with wood that I just bought, and I'm about to load up my shop, and I think there'll be some like cool new things because I got some crazy wood.
Sick. So you're going to make something fun with it?
Yeah, I'll make some funk. You guys will get a little care package, that's for sure.
Sick. So, thank you. Yeah. That's awesome.
No, thank you, dude. You've supported me and you've like invited me in on this. Like that.
No, totally.
That means a lot.
It's great. Like I said, we're just chatting. That's just it. Chatting. That's all it is. Yeah. That's all it really is. It's like, that's one thing that like, so I'd had Mark Warner from Low Pressure Podcast on last week. And like one of the things that I got from him pretty early on was like, because we had done it and I was like trying to do questions and trying to format it. It was like, he just kind of talks to people and like, he's definitely a talker, but it's a good thing. Like you just kind of want to, and when it's over with and you guys are done talking, then you move on. Like that's kind of how it should be, I think. So I like the way it is. Like the next question is anonymous. Upon request. When are you coming out of retirement? I miss the weekdays.
I made 1 week last year. It was so much fun. Oh my God. It was with one of my best friends, Shane McFalls, who used to be the filmer for Traveling Circus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Traveling Circus has never been the same ever since. Yeah, no. I love those guys, but Shane.
He killed it. Even when he was in a couple too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is incredible. He just had his second kid. So he's total dad status. Gave him the same middle name as me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out to
Shane. What's your middle name?
Pascal.
Oh, so shit.
The kid's name is Soren Pascal McFalls. And I'm at the point in my life where I'm not going to make a video unless I'm with Shane. For some reason, I don't
really
know. There's like...
There's just an attachment.
Yeah, he really knows how to like get me inspired. Unless Evan. Evan, too, can do that. If yeah. Evan was like, yo, you want to go like to Killington and film an edit, which I don't think you ever would yeah, again. But I would be like, for sure. I would love to do that. I haven't degressed in any way. I just haven't pushed anything. Yeah. Because I have skied a lot. I skied more last year than I have in freaking years. So who knows? I don't think I'll ever do like a weekly thing again, but maybe I might do it at Jay this year, like every month. Jay Peak, if you guys ever want to come up.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? No shit.
Yeah.
Let's go ski together. Bring this guy up.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you been up there?
I have definitely been to Jay a few times. Yeah.
It's special.
It is definitely. It's awesome. I need to get out and ski a little more. I tore my ACL in the spring
of this past year.
So I'm like still on the fucking, man, I'm doing pretty good right now, but like it's sucks.
So what are you doing day? Like what's your routine?
So I just strength and conditioning stuff now is like hardcore, like 4 days a week, 5 days a week of doing that shit. And it's just like, I mean, I feel pretty good. I'm ahead of schedule, so I'll be skiing. I was like, hey, I could ski now, right? And he was like, yeah, you probably could. It's probably dumb, but you could. So I'm going to give it a few more weeks and I'm just going to make some cruiser laps and then, but I'll be good for this year. I'm pretty confident. I feel stronger. I've been in the gym more for it. So it's like, I'll be fine. I'm not
What did you in, if you don't mind me asking?
So fucking stupid shit, like as always, yeah, dude. I got off the lift at Stratton, locked my brakes together because I was demo skis at the Stratton demo, and brakes were too wide, so I had my feet too close together for the wide brakes. They locked together, and I like instead of falling, I just opened my legs like this and like just pulled it and just kept pulling, and I heard it pop and I felt it pop, and I was like, I'm probably just being a bitch, you know, like I'm probably being like, and then I went and I hit a jump off the side of a lift pole right away and then went right into a turn and was pretty like probably almost shoulder deep into the turn. Like I was fucking in that turn and then it just exploded right there, like super loud. I like fractured my femur in a bunch of spots. Like it was awful. Like I dislocated my knee at that point. So like I was skiing down on a dislocated knee afterwards.
And a fractured femur?
Fractured femur. Like in like six different spots it ended up being. Like they were all small. They weren't micro. They were whatever's in between micro and full fractures.
Oh my
God. It was miserable. So like, and this whole time I'm like, I'm probably okay. Probably just dislocated it still. Like, so like, I waited 2 weeks and then I go to my doctor and I'm like, it doesn't feel right. And he's like, it's actually okay. Like it looks fine. And I was like, are you sure it doesn't feel... So I'm playing pickup basketball after that, like 3 weeks after. And I'm like, it just keeps giving out left and right. Like, it's just all over the place. And then I go and they're like, oh, yeah, your shit's all the way broken.
Oh,
like, it's all the way gone, dude. Like, because I didn't want to do anything. Like, they were like... I went, obviously, to the doctor the next day after I did it. And they were like, well, there's small breaks. We can put you in, like, a stabilizer for now and just give you crutches. That's fine. They didn't do an MRI there. They just did x-rays.
That's nice.
So that's all they could tell me was that my leg was broken a couple spots. That's it. So and they were just like...
Did you do an MRI?
Later. Three weeks later or whatever. One. So then eventually they told me ACL's gone. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I knew something was fucking wrong. Like, my knee literally just comes out of the socket every time I try to turn. So, like... It's I could have got 3 weeks earlier, but
holy
it's like
shit.
Doctors, man, they get to be wrong just like weather people. It's crazy.
That's what was it like being in that MRI?
It was fine. They're weird. They're like, you know, you ever been in one of those?
I should have been
really
for my back. Yeah. I still should. Like I should go check it out.
Yeah.
Just and maybe
weird.
There's a fucking alien in there or something.
Yeah.
But they would tell me some stuff I probably didn't want to hear.
Oh, dude, totally. They were like, and they didn't know. That's the thing is when I got my MRI, he was like, I'm not supposed to show you this or tell you this, but the image came out really good. So he's like showing me and stuff. And I'm like, okay, good. Like, meaning I'm going to ski. And he's like, no. Your MCL is torn. He told me. And I was like, okay. And then I found out he's like holding the picture upside down or something. And that's why he told me that. And I'm like, this is just a miserable few weeks. And then I finally got the surgery done. All good. And
good
man. Yeah,
well cheers to that. Cheers to
for
freaking health.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
Mm-hmm.
The human body can,
can
endure.
Fuck you.
Yeah. It's,
So there's one last question, so we'll do that, and we'll get out of here.
Cool.
I should read it again. Because my memory lasts.
Yeah, same. Same.
If you could be sponsored by any non-skiing company,
whoa,
what would it be and why?
Wow. That kid, yeah, whoever that is, shout out. That's a sick question. Oh, my God. I've thought about this a lot.
Walmart?
No. Definitely. Definitely. Oh, my God. Dude. Now. What'd yeah, definitely say? Now. Festool. You're right. They make high-end tools.
Really?
But I'm trying to think, like, all of Ian. Like, not yeah, just, yeah, like, new Ian.
Existence, yeah.
Most likely a cookie company, because cookies have been my constant.
Oh, yeah.
Cookies are like the one constant in my life. Yeah. Cookies and cereal, maybe Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I could rock a Cinnamon Toast Crunch helmet. That'd be sick.
That'd be sick. Yeah, if you got some custom stuff. All right. I'm not mad at that.
But, you know, that food is fucked up. But I would, yeah, I don't know. Or Brugger's Bagels.
Brugger's Bagels.
That would... That's a fucking good question.
Food company.
Food company, because what do you do the most?
Eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I grow a lot of food, but I don't grow bagels.
Sure, bagels don't come out of the ground yet. Maybe one day. That'd be sick. Oh, well, I don't know if I'm in on Monsanto bagels, but we'll find out.
Shit. Ooh, sheesh. We'll find out. Indeed.
I'm out on that. Cool. So where can people find your work? Where can people find you on social media? And plug anything you want to plug.
People can find me on Instagram under Ian Compton Design. And if you want to just look at my woodworking stuff, I'm under Ian Compton Design on Etsy. And that's pretty much it. If you want to watch me as a young kid ski, you can just type in Ian Compton on Google and find all my old embarrassing videos. But Instagram is probably that's how I communicate. That's what I show people. That's pretty much my mainframe.
Yeah.
So
sick.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing
this. Thank you guys. That was so sick.
Awesome. Gosh. All right.
Anytime. We're out of here.
All right. So that was our episode with Ian Compton. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed the shit out of it. It was, it's my favorite talking to people that are cool. And especially like Ian, I looked up to as like a kid. Like you look at skiers that you're like, oh, he just looks like he's having a good time all the time. He's one of those dudes. So check out his stuff. Make sure you check out Ian Compton Design. I'm telling you that the cutting boards and the knives and all this stuff, the coasters are sick too. The stuff is ridiculous. So definitely check out his stuff. Follow him on social media. Don't text him because he doesn't have a cell phone. And make sure you follow us on social media and like, subscribe, rate, review, do all the things to the show on whatever medium you listen to. Reviews and letting people know what you think of the show, as long as, well, I mean, you can put negative shit up there. I don't even care. Just let people know what you think of the show. I would obviously prefer if you leave us 5-star reviews and tell everybody how awesome we are. That helps with sponsors. And that's it. This is Short and Sweet. Ethan asked for Short and Sweet, so this is what it is. Thanks, guys.